Hello and welcome to the Plentiful Goddess podcast. I am so excited to be recording this episode today because we're going to be answering a very big question that I get asked a lot as a vegan from vegans or non-vegans, and it's the question about soy. People tend to ask me, is soy healthy? Is soy unhealthy? Tell me more about it. And I took my time because I, as a vegan nutritionist, know, of course, some stuff. But I also wanted to see what is the internet saying, what are studies saying. And there is definitely a couple of controversial opinions about it. Actually, just recently, I had a call with a very intelligent woman. And for some reason, we got onto the topic of vegan food, and she said that she was vegan for a while and that her brother was vegan for a while and that it really messed up his health and he became very feminine because of the hormones in soy. And yeah, I mean, I listened to it and I do believe that there is a lot of controversial stuff out there that people are not really aware of. And some people are very scared. Some people just really don't know. And that's okay, right? And definitely, you know, don't see this episode as the only source of information, because I'm going to go a little bit into many different aspects of what I read online, what I saw online, what I learned myself as a vegan nutritionist, my experiences with soy, having coached so many clients and having never had the problem to consume soy. Now, the most important thing is when we want to understand if soy is healthy or not, is to actually look at studies, right? Because at the end of the day, studies are there for us to actually tell us if a food is healthy or not. And the important thing is when we look at studies is you want to really ask yourself, is this study based on animals or humans? Who was examined in that study, right? Because soy may be metabolized differently in animals. And so these outcomes are not applicable to us. So that's an important factor to look at when you look at the type of study, who actually did the study and who was it done on, pretty much. Now, in terms of also looking into studies, it's important to understand which type of soy is being studied, because soy is today almost in everything, not in everything, but many, many foods have soy. And personally, when I speak about soy being healthy, I'm talking about tofu and tempeh and whole foods mostly, right? Edamame, for example, soybeans. I'm not talking about processed versions, like soy protein powder, for example, is very processed and has very different effects on the body than tofu, as well as soy-based veggie burgers, right? Because they come with a lot of stuff, additional stuff to it. Was it, you know, fermented or unfermented soy food? Have supplements been used? Do they contain isoflavones? Isoflavones, that's a hard word. Or do they contain soy protein? Okay, so it's very important that we look at a study and actually examine it and actually look at, you know, again, who is it done on? What type of soy did they use? And as well as understanding that even if they've done these studies on people, have they been done on women? Have they been done on men? Women, depending on where they are in which stage of their life, can have different effects on it. Men can have different effects on it, right? So these are all important aspects to look into. So soy foods generally are a health food and a superfood, in my opinion, because they're rich in B vitamins, rich in fiber, potassium, magnesium, and it's a high quality protein. So unlike some other plant proteins that we have, soy protein is considered a complete protein. And what does a complete protein mean? A complete protein pretty much contains all 9 essential amino acids. And these essential amino acids the body cannot make, right? So we, when we eat food, need to get that through our nutrition. And so there are some other vegan protein sources that do not have all these 9 essential amino acids. Soy foods can be classified as fermented or not fermented, right? So I will share a couple of soy foods with you as well. Now, if soy foods are fermented, they have been cultured with beneficial bacteria, yeast, or mold. And fermenting soy or fermenting foods generally can help improve digestion and also the way it is absorbed in the body, right? So looking at the amount or different types of soy products, we have soy milk, which is very popular. So in soy milk, we have in 1 cup, 7 grams of protein. We have tofu, which can be soft. And in tofu, we will find 8 grams of protein in 3 ounces. Then we have soybeans. When they're boiled, 1/2 cup has around 15 grams of protein. And then we have soybeans, there is someone ringing at my door. And that's very annoying because I'm not here, obviously. So do not ring on my door. I am here, but I'm busy right now, obviously. Anyways, so then we have soybeans. When they're dry and roasted, they have around 11 grams of protein. Edamame, 1/2 cup, has 11 grams of protein. Soy cheese has 4 grams of protein. And 1 burger patty made out of soy can have 14 grams. It really depends on the brand, right? So also these are just estimates. Again, it really depends on the brand, how the product is made. Tempeh, for example, is even higher in protein. It has around 13 grams of protein. So I could go on and on about those many different soy products that we have on the market. So the thing is, when it comes to soy is still being very widely studied everywhere, right? So people are still studying it. So there's a lot of conflicting conclusions about soy. And that's because, as I said, the way that it is studied is so different, right? Everyone studies it in a different way. And so we definitely need to look at the way that the study has been done. But recently, actually, people are coming to a consensus that soy has beneficial effects on our health. And so really understanding that soy is actually a health food can already change the way that you approach probably nutrition and a vegan diet if you want to include soy, right? And so obviously there are some people that might be allergic to soy, and I actually worked with a couple of clients before that were not able to at all consume soy, and that is okay, right? But we also need to understand that some people are scared of the hormone levels or the hormone that is in soy. And I'm gonna just look at one of the studies that I've found that I wanted to talk about. So soy contains phytoestrogens, okay? And these are plant estrogens. So they're not real estrogens, because actually those phytoestrogens can have beneficial anti-estrogen effects in women of reproductive age. That's why soy and other phytoestrogens can actually help us women make periods lighter and also improve estrogen access, which is crazy, but it's not estrogen, it's a plant estrogen. So obviously these estrogen work differently in our bodies. So soy can also help with PMS and heavy periods. So food-based phytoestrogens have been part of our diets and our human diets for so long, and we have adapted to soy. And they also really help protect and buffer estrogen receptors and promote the healthy metabolism or detoxification of stronger estrogen metabolites. That's why I'm saying when you eat those phytoestrogens, they will help with estrogen excess in your body. because they're going to help you flush it out, detoxify your body off of the estrogen that is circulating in your body. There is even studies done that show that soy may even reduce the risk of breast cancer. And so we got to understand phytoestrogens are naturally present in many foods, including legumes, nuts, seeds, oats, peanuts, cashews, garlic, cabbage, fennel, apples, coffee, beer, dairy, and even meat. And that's why phytoestrogens should be a big part of a woman's diet for health reasons. So that is very important to understand, that there should not be any fear when it comes to the so-called estrogen in soy, because the way that the estrogen works in our body is very different. Okay. So that is the one thing that I want to really mention. Now, the other thing that oftentimes might be misunderstood is that people are scared to get sick from estrogen, from soy, for example, by developing immune conditions or endometriosis. But the problem is not really soy itself. It's the problem that when soy is industrially grown, it's heavily sprayed with pesticides. And so it's more of the pesticides that can have negative effects on our health. So instead of going for normal tofu or soybeans, make sure whatever you're eating is organic and is not heavily sprayed with pesticides. Okay? So that is definitely something I would always pay attention to. Now, why is soy also controversial? There was a time where it was in the 1990s and soy foods started to really become a thing. And many experts believed, you know, that soy had the power to fight problems like obesity, heart disease, and even cancer. After all that, as you know, in Asia, or as you don't know, maybe you know, in Asia, a lot of people eat a ton of soy. And studies have shown that these populations also had a significant decrease in obesity and heart disease and breast cancer compared to the people in the US. But we also need to look also, of course, at lifestyle factors and other factors. So it's not necessarily only the soy, but the soy plays a big part in these people's health. And so what we need to understand is, again, where are these studies being made? Which people have consumed that, what other lifestyle factors come into place. There also have been people who are scared, especially men, that when they eat soy, it can affect their hormone levels and it can lower their testosterone and it can raise estrogen levels. But actually, there was a recent review of 41 studies and they found no effect of hormonal changes as a result of soy protein or isoflavone intake. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right, but I think you're getting the gist of it. Yes, so that is all of the stuff that is, I think, really important to mention. They're also analyzed, and I mentioned that just a couple of minutes before, they made an analysis of more than 30 studies that show that soy intake can reduce the risk of breast cancer, both pre- and post-menopausal women and women, okay? It also may improve fertility and hot flashes, right? So when you eat soy, again, the isoflavones help neutralize the BPA's endocrine disrupting effects, and so it can really help with those hormonal changes that women go through. And so these are some things that I think might help you really see soy in a different light. I personally love my tofu. I love my tempeh. These are the two main soy products that I consume. I consume soy sauce, everything organic, and I see it as one of my primary vegan protein sources. I definitely can say tofu has really, really helped me with many things, like digestion, with my health, with my hormonal health. And so I'm hoping that everything that I shared so far is helpful for you to understand that soy is actually very healthy, depending, of course, on how you eat it. I would always like to mention, try to stay as natural as possible, right? As long as not as it's not prepared with a lot of sugar, salt, or saturated fat, it can be a healthy food, but it depends how you eat it. And again, tofu and tempeh, edamame is also really, really great that I like to consume occasionally, not always, just because I don't think about it. But I like to have it as a snack if I go to an Asian restaurant. So I would definitely also say pay attention to how your body reacts, how you feel. Again, there are some people who do have so that some digestive problems and might not always digest it very well. That's why I would say maybe try tempeh instead because it's fermented. It can help with digestion and it can help with those healthy gut bacteria. But I would love to hear from you guys. You know, I know this is not a super, super long episode, but some of the things that I shared could help clear out a couple of things. And again, I would definitely say if you are scared to eat soy and you don't really know, you know, where to look is if you look into studies, pay attention to the things that I said in the very beginning of the episode. Have a look at, you know, who's doing the episode, who's doing the episode, who's doing the study, who is it done on, which type of soy products are they using, right? So these things are very important to look into. But I would definitely love to hear from you if there's anything else you would want me to talk about in terms of soy, anything that I did not mention. I know I did not mention at all the environmental aspect of it, just because it was my purpose of this was to be more nutritionally focused. But if you would want another episode on those things as well, I'm more than happy to record one as well. So without further ado, thank you so much for listening to this episode. I would love to hear from you. And if there's anything else that you would want me to talk about on the podcast, please send me a message on Instagram. I'm sending you so much love, and until the next time.